Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
We ought to be thankful to God because He's good. We ought to be thankful to God because He's loved us. He's loved us. Love is the greatest of all realities. The scripture teaches that so clearly in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now there abides three things, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. Charity. Show me a man or a woman or a young person. Show me someone with a heart empty of thankfulness, and I will show you a person almost inevitably empty, at least of the reality of love. The conscious awareness of it. They're tied together. If you know God has loved you, if you recognize the love that He has shown to you, then there's going to be cause for thankfulness in your heart. Sometimes all that's necessary to restore a sense of thankfulness in our hearts is to remember that God is good and that He has loved us. He has redeemed as well. The psalmist says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble. Is there a greater reason for any of us who know God? Is there a greater reason than that to ever and always be giving God thanks, even in the midst of those terrible dark moments of our life? God, I know this pain is temporary, as deep as it might be, as crushing as it might be to my soul. Father, in the midst of this, I know this pain is temporary, and I thank You, Father, that I can see that and I can understand that. And even though thankfulness does not dismiss the brokenness, thankfulness does not remove from my life and from my heart hurt and pain, but it walks right alongside with it so that I might be able to put one foot in front of the other, knowing I am walking, Father, to You who are good, who has loved me and has redeemed me. And I thank You. He gathers. He's gathered us in verse 3. Gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west and the north and the south. God is a gathering God. It's reason to be thankful to Him. God gathered me into His arms for the first time to really when I was 11 years old and He saved me. But He was working in my life long before that. You all that know the Lord, you remember when God saved you. But I want to tell you, He was working in your life long before that. And that's a reason to be thankful. You guys know my story. For whatever reason, I feel as though I want to share it. You know this, but I was born to parents. Considerable evidence of struggle with substance abuse. 6 weeks old, I fall off a dresser. That's the story anyway. And 8 weeks later, I leave the hospital with a brand new shiny plate in my head. And epilepsy medicine that I'm supposed to be on for the rest of my life to avoid seizures. I don't ever remember taking it. Just a few years later, I, along with my brother and my sisters, were adopted. God was working. He knew. He knew where He was bringing me all the while. And He knew where He was bringing you, too. I remember a time, and this is just vague memories. You know, when you're really small, there's just things that flash in your mind. I remember a time when my sister and I, we were locked in a room. We couldn't get out of a room. I think we were in a foster home, and we couldn't get out. People were gone. I remember being terrified. The door was locked. My sister was trying to get the window open. And all that time, I just remember that moment. I remember riding in a truck. And it must have been with my dad. I remember all these things. And then I remember all the things that led us to being adopted, or at least in some understanding of that as a child. And I remember the difficulties even thereafter. And God was working. He knew all of those events were going to lead to a summer day at Baptist Hill, where he was going to gather me into his arms, and he was going to become my God, and I was going to begin an eternal relationship with him that can never be severed, never be any fear. But had he was working all the while to bring us to that. He was gathering me. We ought to just, and not everybody has my story. You have yours. But all the while, if you know God, I want you to feel the joy of what it means that God purposely gathered you to him. He went after you. You didn't go after him. You didn't go after him. He came after you. Even while we were yet sinners, Paul said, Christ died for us. He gathers. In the midst of our pain and our struggle, we remember God is a good God. He has loved me. He has redeemed me, if you know him. And he has gathered people from all over, from the east and the west, the north and the south. It's a manner of speaking, of course, to simply state that he's gathered people from all over. Each of us that know God have been purposely gathered by him. He has gathered us here together to thank him together for his everlasting mercy, his goodness, and all these other things that we say. I find this incredible. And we talk about this a lot, it seems, of late. And we're going to, if the Lord will, we'll talk about it more this afternoon. This coming together of God's will and ours. And God knew as well that I would be right here today, and he knew you'd be right here today. And that he would bring our lives together. He knew that. And it's easy in the midst of a life that is hard to not see that. And not even purposely or through maliciousness, but to dismiss it and to not observe it and to think about it. Look, I don't believe we are here merely as a result of the countless and perhaps seemingly random choices that we've made. We've been gathered by God. We have been gathered by him. And yet at the same time, we know that it is a danger for us to resist that gathering. Jesus says in Luke 13, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. God is a gathering God. He goes after us. He purposely gathers us. And yet, Jesus himself, giving a condemnation to the nation of Israel, I would have gathered you, but you resisted. You did not. You would not. Are you resisting the gathering hand of God in your life? Is he trying to gather you either to himself in salvation? Is he trying to gather you, if you do know him, to a place of closer fellowship with him? Is he trying to gather you closer to himself? And when he does that, by necessity, what that does is it takes you further away from the world and your desires for worldly things, because you begin to desire him more. As he gathers you closer to himself, it's going to be by default that you then realize that your hope and your contentment, indeed your thankfulness, is to God, for God, not for anything else in this world. We could go on, we'll just list them. He's provided, he's guided, he satisfies the soul. So many reasons just in these few verses. I want to turn our attention just a few moments to look at this. What are the obstacles that are in our way to feeling this? Why don't we feel thankful to God like we should? I think first that we might list is the poison, and I want to call it that, the poison of entitlement. All that we have said can be lost in our entitlement culture. You want to ruin any chances for happiness in your life? Do you want to ruin any chance of contentment and peace and joy in your life? Do you want to ruin any chance for that? Then swallow the lie of our society that we are entitled to things, to good things. You want to ruin that opportunity in your life to feel that way? Then just believe that you're entitled to anything and everything that you may desire. You want to ruin any chance for happiness in your life or those around you? Then teach them that they are the center of the universe and the world exists to see to their every whim and their every need. You've just contributed to their discontentment because that isn't true. It is sometimes thought, what's the harm of telling people that they deserve whatever they want to make them happy? What's wrong with that? Why are you being such a curmudgeon? What, we just want people to have what they desire, whatever makes them happy. That they should, they're entitled to that even. That they want a house with however many square feet, however many floors, however many nice things. They want this kind of a job. They want this kind of a relationship. They want this in their life. Then you should wish that for them. What's the harm in that? The harm is that it sends people down the very road to discontentment that we are claiming we're trying to avoid. The truth is, the very simple truth, it's just true. Not entitled to a thing. Nothing. We've not created the world. We haven't created ourselves. Did we? No, you didn't. You know that. We didn't form the mountains and the hills and the valleys and the moon and the sun and the universe. We didn't put all this here, and we didn't even put ourselves here. God did that. God made you. God formed you in your mother's womb. God called you forth into this world. God created you. You didn't. I didn't. Therefore, everything that we have and everything that we are and all that we can ever hope to be is given to us by a power greater than ourselves, namely God. Bottom line, whatever joy, whatever pain, whatever victory, whatever defeat, wealth, prosperity, health, sickness, gladness, sadness, laughter, crying, it's all a gift. It's all given by God. The psalmist in verse 4 and verse 5 talks about the path, how this begins. If there is in your heart a lack of thankfulness, we know how we can return to this. In verse 4, some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And there's the key, a crying out to God. It's no further than that. Our ability to be thankful to God is not dependent upon the blessings that He would give us. It is dependent upon our heart before Him, crying out to Him. Because He will hear, He will heed, and He will bless with His presence. I pray as we close that we must not lose sight of all the reasons we have to be thankful to God in the midst of the difficulties of life. Don't get the formula wrong, which the wrong formula for this is receiving from God what we desire leads us to thanksgiving. The right formula is that being thankful to God leads to joy in any and all circumstances in our life. It's a fallen world. It's not God's fault. That's ours. There's going to be struggle. There's going to be loss. There's going to be sadness. All of these things that we try to avoid. But God has given us cause to be thankful to Him in the midst of it all. And I pray that we seek that place of thankfulness in our heart. And that our hearts would sing a melody to God of thankfulness. If we do that, we will impact certainly our own lives, but we'll impact the lives of others around us as well. And so I pray that God would just work this thought into our hearts and that we would take from it what He would have us to. Let's have some.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.